Our next two speakers are myself, Pam Bennett, and Terry James from the University of Nebraska. And we're going to talk about the Extension Master Gardener National Committee, the history, structure, and status. And currently, I am the chair of the Extension Master Gardener National Committee. Terry is an at-large member. And we have several other members on the committee, and we'll talk about that throughout the talk. The history started in 2005. And I came into Extension in 1992, and I remember at that time there were two different organizations. And as we put this talk together, we're trying to go back and figure out how, you know, what the history is, how we got started, is there a national committee? And quite honestly, until 2005, there really wasn't a solid national structure kind of managing or overseeing the national program. So in 2005, through eExtension, we developed 8 Pioneer Communities of Practice, or COPs, and our consumer horticulture was one of the first ones. We met in Minnesota as a group, and we decided that our focus would be Master Gardener Outreach through the eExtension Ask an Expert program. We developed a leadership team. It was called the Consumer Horticulture National Committee, so that consisted of representatives from around the country who would be providing that oversight and leadership. And we also had liaisons, and the names you see here are the different liaisons we've had throughout the years from USDA, and currently Tom Buick is our liaison. One of the biggest issues that we saw was that there was a lack of identity with the Master Gardener Volunteer Program and connecting them with Cooperative Extension. So the National Committee started in 2006. Mary Meyer published a white paper on kind of the history of the program. So this, looking back, is really our big historical piece telling about the beginning of the program in the 70s up until now. We developed national objectives, and another really big piece was to develop a nationally recognized logo similar to something like you would see with 4-H. Everybody recognizes that logo. The Consumer Hort National Committee sponsored a logo contest, and Arizona submitted this logo that you see here. And one of the biggest pieces, again, was the fact that we kept that extension connection for the Master Gardener Volunteers. Janet Carson unveiled this in 2007 at the International Master Gardener Conference in Little Rock, Arkansas. And it's been used to promote national programs and events, and some states, I haven't seen a lot, but some states actually connect their state with this logo, so there's both logos on their materials. In 2008, we did a comprehensive survey, and this was with the assistance of our liaison from USDA, and this was the last survey that we have, or the only survey that we have had to date in terms of collecting data nationwide. And it was kind of a challenge because not that many states submitted numbers, and I think that there are more out there that we could get and gather. And we were looking at the number of active volunteers, their level of involvement, and then some of the impacts that we just kind of picked out as being important were the number of direct contacts, media contacts, and produce donated to food banks. And Dave, I believe you hosted the conference where we sat there and discussed the need for this Master Gardener data collection. And this is just an example, and there's a website that we'll show that you can go to get this information. But again, this is the most current data that we have in terms of numbers. UC Davis, we had a coordinators conference, and we asked the question, what do we need? How can we keep coordinators working together and keep that continuity going? And the comment was a way to more continuously work and learn together as state coordinators and county coordinators. With eExtension, we developed a community homepage to kind of be that repository for all of our information. And these are just some examples. You can join the discussion. We have a National Master Gardener Coordinator listserv. That's state coordinators and county coordinators, where if we want to advertise programs, if we want to get the word out about something, we send the information through this listserv. And then we started hosting webinars for county coordinators and state coordinators. In the first year, they did 2. And the next year, then, of course, Terry's going to talk a little more about that. We did 1 each month. Then we started looking at brand identity, visibility. How do we get our name out there? We have a logo, but how do we get, especially out in the social media world? So we created a URL, a vanity URL, and a home page. This is the landing page for eExtension, which is the main place that we can kind of collect all this information and keep all this information in one spot. And this is our vanity page now. And then we started a Master Gardener blog, and this has been really successful. And I hate to say I'm kind of in and out. I'll put some things in there different periods of times, but there's other people like Terry and other Master Gardeners who are actually contributing quite a bit of information to this blog. We've encouraged all states to make sure their home pages are connected to this blog. So if you're not connected, please get that connected to your state home page. And with that, I will turn it over to Terry, who will talk about the social media and on.
So the social media actually kind of began because people were having a hard time trying to find the blog itself because it was kind of lost in the whole e-extension system. And social media in 2010 was just really big. So we actually started the Facebook page and started linking every time a blog post came up to the social media page. And then Twitter became part of it. Facebook is linked to the Twitter, so you have an automatic tweet every time there's a new post put on. And then Pinterest within the past about year and a half. So this is our social media team. We meet once a month, the first Thursday of the month. So if anybody's interested in kind of joining and learning a little bit more about social media, then we're always welcome to include more people. Nicole meets with us sometimes too, so it's kind of fun. We meet via Google Hangout, so we all know what everybody looks like, so we all have to kind of look halfway decent every once in a while. But it's really nice to meet. It's a lot better than a conference call. But we kind of strategize for the next 2 months of what the blog posts are. And this group is not only state coordinators, but it is some county coordinators, and it also includes master gardeners. So there are a handful of master gardeners that are involved in this, and they actually, as of right now, two of the master gardeners are probably the biggest contributors to both the Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest accounts. They do a wonderful job. The webinars, when they began in 2010 and continued, they also meet once a month. Jayla Fry in Texas is managing that right now. And what we do with them with the webinars is we really want to try to get current information to help coordinators manage their programs. So we work with social media, how to fire a volunteer, welcome people, it just successful planning of your programs. And this link would get you to the whole list of the webinars. In 2012 we met in Spokane for the National Coordinators Conference, and then this year we're meeting in New Jersey, and then we actually have a plan to go to Montana in 2016, so that's really exciting. In Spokane, we decided that there was a task force that needed to be developed, and we also then split our COP. It was getting too hard to create content and to produce a manageable program with volunteers. So we became the EMG COP, and we split the horticulture content into another group of people. And that's when we announced that we were doing that. And now we are specifically focusing on the volunteer management. Also at Spokane, a task force was formed with Dr. Gail Angeletto from Oregon State and Dave Moen in Minnesota. They led that task force, and I helped with that task force. And there we created a national mission for the whole group. We created some national standards that states don't necessarily have to adopt, but it will be nice if we could all kind of adopt them. And then we also created a repository where we can create resources that are peer-reviewed that would be able to help new coming EMG coordinators, not only on the state level, but on the county level. We also, at that time, we split the, we were using the four regions for the extension. We added one region. The west was just a little too big, so we split the west side. So we have a northwest with Toby Day, and then we have a southwest that is currently open. And we have several at-large positions. After the task force was completed, the national committee approved the mission standards. The information went out through the social media task force, and then the social media then created a second task force that's going to create some information and some training for both coordinators and the master gardeners. Not only will they the committee will push this out, and the committee also supports the International Master Gardener Conference, which is going to be held next year with Nebraska and Iowa hosting. They will disseminate research information as a conduit, so if there's research or something that's out that people are doing and they need a component for master gardeners to kind of get that information out, we are a perfect place to do that. And then we really are interested in updating the national EMG statistics from the 2009 survey. So I'll let Pam finish out.
And I'm not going to read these. These are our objectives as a national committee. As I said, we're kind of working together to help facilitate and to coordinate efforts among the states. But as Terry mentioned, we are focused on volunteer management. And as we split, some of you have heard of the garden professors. They're maintaining the COP for horticulture, landscape horticulture content, and we're going to maintain the master gardener coordinator content. A couple things I just want to add since we have a few minutes. Number one, if you are a master gardener, state coordinator, or county coordinator and have information that you would like to share on the webinars, JALA is always looking for people to do presentations. So contact JALA Fry in Texas, or you can contact one of us and we'll get you connected. She would like to have other extension professionals and specialists present these webinars. Secondly, we are hoping again to connect with Tom Buick, and like she said, get that survey out there. We think that data is really critical in terms of our program moving forward. And as far as the national committee, there are the management positions, or the leadership positions rather, but there are some at-large positions. Terry is in charge of the at-large social media section. Gail Langoletto is handling the resources, and with those resources, she is looking for content. And this is how we can help other coordinators coming in. So if you have content on volunteer management, you can go to the Create Extension website. And again, I wasn't going to list them up here because they're so long. We can get you that information. But if you have resources for volunteer management issues, recruiting, retention, any of that, she is looking for that. And the good thing about it is peer-reviewed. So you submit that to her. She puts it out there for three people to review it. It has to hit a certain score before it will be accepted for that repository. So that information out there is solid information on volunteer management. With that, are there any questions? Okay, and Dave, one of the things that as Terry and I were going through this, there's some gaps, some holes in the history, and I noticed you were on one of the early committees in 2006 as far as that goes. So we may want to get together, and again, like I said, there's information here, historical information, that I don't think we have completed. So we need to kind of make sure we have that so that we can move forward and maintain this history. So thank you all very much, and we'll take a couple seconds here to finish and get to the next session, which is me.